بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. These are points of benefit regarding the prophets عليه السلام. And in this talk, the benefits will be regarding Prophet Adam عليه السلام, the father of the prophets and messengers of them all. It is said that the name Adam is a Syrianic, taken from a Hebrew word Adam, meaning dust. And thus came the name Adam, because he was created from dust. It is also said that the name is taken from Adimul Ard. Adimul Ard. Al-Ard meaning the earth. Adim meaning the surface. And this is an Arabic word, because he was created from its essence. And it's also said that it is taken from mixing two things. When you say adimta bayna ash-shay'ain, you mix two things, because he alayhi salatu wasalam was created from clay and water, or dust and water. This is what is said concerning the name Adam. From the particular qualities of Adam alayhi salam is that he is the father of mankind, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him with his hands, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him the names, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala breathed unto him the soul, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him dwell in his paradise. From the matters related to Adam alayhi salam, the first one is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about him in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 37. فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Then Adam received from his Lord words, and his Lord pardoned him. Verily he is the one who forgives, the most merciful. What are these words that he received from his Lord? Many sayings were said regarding this. We'll take two of them and we'll explain the correct interpretation of the term words. Adam received from his Lord words. From the many sayings that were mentioned, that when Adam disobeyed Allah, and he realized his sin, he invoked Allah saying, quote, أَسْأَلُكَ بِحَقِّ مُحَمَّدٍ. I ask you by Muhammad's right. And that Allah Azza wa Jalla responded, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ عَن مُحَمَّدٍ. What made you know of Muhammad? He said, يَا رَبِّي رَفَعْتَ رَأْسِي. Oh Allah, you raised my head. And I found that his name was written in the throne, and that Allah forgave him and informed him that he is from his offspring, and that لولا محمد لما خلقتك يا آدم. and that had it not been for Muhammad, I would not have created you, O Adam. End of quote. This report or hadith was related by Al-Hakim and Al-Bayhaqi in his book Dala'il al-Nubuwa and Abu Nu'aym in Al-Dala'il. But this hadith has many defects to it. Two defects in the chain and one defect in the text. The first defect in the chain is that in its chain there is a man whose name is Abdul Rahman bin Zayd bin Aslam. This man, Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, explained regarding him in his criticism of him that he is munkar al-hadith. His hadith is rejected. And we have to remember that Imam al-Bukhari had mentioned a statement that whoever I had described as being munkar al-hadith, his hadith is rejected, then it is not permissible to narrate his narration. This is the first defect. The second defect in the chain is that there is jahala in the chain all the way to Abdurrahman, to this Abdurrahman mentioned. So there are unknown narrators in the chain. So therefore here we have a chain of unknown narrators in addition to this very weak person or narrator. This is with respect to the isnad. And with respect to the matin, to the text, this reporting is in opposition to the apparent of the Noble Quran, and that the correct interpretation for the term words concerning the verse, then Adam received from his Lord words, is what is mentioned in the saying of Allah relating the statement by Adam and his wife as in Surah Al-A'raf 7:23. They said, قَالَا رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. They said, رَبَّنَا, O our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. If you forgive us not and bestow not upon us your mercy, we shall certainly be of the losers. And from those who stood in support of this view was Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah in the introduction to his book Ar-Raddu ala al-Bakri, Refutation of al-Bakri. And he said, whoever said that these words which Adam received from his Lord are other than these ones, meaning mentioned in 7:23, then he has no proof. And that is in opposition to the appearance of the Quran. And also from those who stood in support of this is Al-Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah in his tafsir. So therefore the tafsir, the interpretation of the word or the words, came in the Noble Quran, and this is the best of tafsir, that the Quran interprets the Quran. This is the conclusion regarding this point. The second point is in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah 236. فَأَزَلَّهُمَا الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَا فِيهِ. Then the shaitan, Satan, made them slip therefrom and got them out from that in which they were. Many narrations came in regarding this verse. And from these reports is one that said that the shaitan entered the hole of snake
And then went into paradise, then came out from the hole, the hollow of the snake, and whispered or beautified for our parents, alayhim assalam, to eat from the tree, and they ate from it. And there are also many other reports. So if someone says, then how did shaitan enter paradise? We say, we are not commanded to follow every minute matter in every detail. Rather, when a report or the news are authentic, then we say, we listen and we obey. And that which we don't know, we leave it to the one who is all-knowing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Isa alayhi salam disciplined his people when he said, Ya Bani Israel, La taqulu lima umirna, O people of Israel, don't say why we were commanded, but rather say, Walakin qulu bima, but rather say, with what we were commanded. So we are not really held responsible to go and search into matters that are in details which we have no knowledge of. We say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us that shaitan beautified for our parents after shaitan was dispelled from paradise. How was that? The knowledge of that is with Allah. This is the second point. The third point. Two verses in Surah Al-A'raf also are to be addressed. Chapter 7, verse 189 and 7, 190. قال الله تعالى هو الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وجعل منها زوجها ليسكن إليها فلما تغشاها حملت حملا خفيفا فمرت به فلما أثقلت دعوا الله ربهما لئن آتيتنا صالحا لنكونن من الشاكرين فلما آتاهما صالحا جعلا له شركاء فيما آتاهما فتعالى الله عما يشركون. It is He who has created you from a single person, Adam, and then He has created from him his wife, in order that he might enjoy the pleasure of living with her. When he had sexual relations with her, she became pregnant, and she carried it about lightly. Then when it became heavy, they both invoked Allah, their Lord, saying, If you give us a salih, good in every aspect, child, we shall indeed be among the grateful. The next verse, But when he gave them a salih, good in every aspect, child, they ascribed partners to him, Allah, in that which he has given to them. High be Allah exalted above all that they ascribe as partners to him. There is a very weak interpretation some of the people of knowledge consider to be even futile. And this came from a hadith from Samura that Hawa, Eve, used to give birth, or whenever she gave birth, except that it dies. So Shaitan came and circled around them and said, give him a name, Abdul Harith, the slave of Al Harith. And that they obeyed Shaitan and gave him the name Abdul Harith, and he survived. And that these two verses were mentioned indicating that they obeyed the Shaitan and that they had fell in that which Allah had mentioned from shirk. This came in an interpretation. Many from the people of knowledge refuted this hadith. We mention 8 of them. Imam Ibn Hazm, rahimahullah, he said this hadith is fabricated. And the one who fabricated it has no deen, no religion, no shame. And from them was Al-Imam Ibn Al-Arabi Al-Maliki, not the infamous Ibn Arabi. You understand? Not the infamous mystic Sufi Ibn Arabi. But this is Al-Imam Ibn Al-Arabi Al-Maliki. Yeah. And from them is Al-Imam Ibn Kathir in his tafsir. And from them, Al-Imam Al-Dhahabi in his book Mizan Al-Atidal. And he graded that this hadith is munkar, rejected. And from them is Al-Imam Al-Qasimi in his tafsir, known as Mahasin Al-Ta'wil. And so also Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi and Al-Razi, the author of Usmat Al-Anbiya. This hadith has been rendered defective by 3 defects. Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, rendered it defective as such. First, that in the chain there is a name of a person, Umar bin Ibrahim, and he was criticized. The second defect, that this hadith is reported mawquf, stopped from the hadith of Samura, radiallahu anhu. And they said it may be that he received it from the people of the book. The third, Al-Hasan al-Basri, the narrator of this hadith from Samura, when he was asked about this ayah, these verses, he gave a fatwa which was in direct opposition to the text of this hadith. Had this hadith been affirmed with him, he would not have hesitated to give the same fatwa as in the hadith. Is that clear to you? And after that, the hadith as you heard it entails that there is ascribing of shirk to the parents. Right? Right? Now, refuting this is to say, what is evidence for the futility of attributing shirk to the parents in these 2 verses is number one. Think about this carefully. Adam alayhi salam. Okay, when we say the parents, whom do we refer to? You know, right? You know. Adam and his wife, Hawa. Now, tayyib. Adam alayhi salam. You know, in the hadith of the lengthy hadith of intercession, when people came to him to intercede on their behalf, right? He excused himself, right? Why did he excuse himself? Can you remember? On what basis? Because he ate from the tree. Because of eating from the tree. Now, had Adam committed this thing which came in this hadith, then Adam would have mentioned this to the people, because this is a gravest act, right? when it compared to the disobedience of eating from the tree, isn't it? You understand? It's shirk. So this is second. We know that the prophets are infallible when it comes to shirk. Right? Right? Peoples don't do shirk. And the third is that shaitan swayed them, led them astray to eat from the tree in paradise. Now, would it be then possible for Adam, who is keen on good, and whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned him from the evil, to be bit, quote, twice by shaitan, and in a far greater plot? This is very remote. You understand? Is this also clear? Now, the fourth one. Whenever Allah mentioned the sin of a person and his repentance, Allah would mention his repentance. Meaning, whenever a person sins and the person repents, Allah mentions his repentance. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention this matter concerning Adam. That there is no mention that Adam repented from shirk. Had it occurred. So this stands to prove that it did not occur. Is that clear? In addition, at the end of the verse, at the end of 190, at the end of the verse, قال الله تعالى فتعالى الله عما يشركون. عما يشركون. يشركون is a plural in Arabic, right? Had those been addressed, you know, had they been Adam and Eve, it would have been in the dual. It would be, it would be فتعالى الله عما يشركان. يشركان, dual, instead of يشركون. So from this it is concluded that attributing shirk to the parents by this hadith is invalid by way of the isnad, the narration, the chain of narration, narrators, and by way of text. Then someone may ask the question, then how these verses are understood? The scholars had mentioned that these two verses are linked in word, separate in meaning. And that the first one, 7189, is particular to the parents. And the second is particular to their offspring and the offspring of their offspring. And in this case, the interpretation would be that no shirk whatsoever is attributed to the parents. And in addition, the two verses do not stand as proof of shirk of the parents. Rather, there is attributing shirk to what occurred in their offspring. Those who committed shirk from their offspring and swayed from the straight path. Is that clear? This is the point of benefit regarding these two verses in relation to our parents, alayhi wasalam. The next point of benefit some of the people of tafsir had meant, and also historians had mentioned that the offspring of Qabil worshipped fire, and this matter was rendered futile by Al-Hafiz Ibn Kathir and by Ibn Urwa Al-Hanbali rahimahumullah and group of scholars, and they mentioned as evidence for its futility is what is reported in Sahih al-Bukhari from Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, that between Nuh and Adam were 10 generations, all were on the Sharia of the truth, on Tawheed. Then they differed. After, then Allah sent the prophets and messengers with glad tidings and warning. And Ibn Urwa al-Hanbali rahimahullah said in his book Al-Kawakib, وَهَذَا يَرُدْ, and this refutes the saying of those from the people of historians and from the people of the book, that Qabil and his sons worshipped hell, worshipped rather fire. So this is another futile point, report. Next one, and the last one, this is the mentioning stories about Adam alayhi salam and Eve. And one would be even shy to mention them, but they are reported in some of the books of tafsir. In some of these books, dealing with the stories of the prophets, also in addition to the books of tafsir, mentioned that when that son of Adam killed his brother, he took him out and it was very difficult on him. So his brother put the body of his brother on his shoulders and wandered in the land until the body of his brother rotted and decayed, while not knowing still what to do with the corpse. And in some of these reports it is mentioned that he stayed one whole year roaming around, and then Allah sent a crow and digged in the earth in front of him, and so he was inspired by this action and dug the place for his brother and buried him. And they said that when Adam knew of the killing of his son by his brother, by his other brother, he cried for a long time. And that even he composed poetry concerning this. And Shaitan responded to his poetry. When the person hears this, he would wonder, even if he doesn't know the isnad. Many had made it clear that this is futile. This is futile. Regarding Qabil, sufficient for us to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentioned the story of the killing in the Quran, Allah stated what? Allah stated, فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ فَبَعَثَ فبعث. This article ف is direct succession, meaning in time. So this stands to prove the falsehood of this story, that he went for all this time roaming, you know, not knowing what to do. And that secondly, that this story that they mentioned, in both of its aspects, opposed the appearance of the Quran. And that it is from the reports from Bani Israel. This is regarding this final point. And may Allah salah and salam be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon Adam alayhi salam, and all the prophets and messengers. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.